Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Bible, John chapter 6, verses 68 through 69. That's our passage today. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We've come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." In his book, Keep Believing, Ray Pritchard tells the story of Arthur John Gossip, pastor of Beech Grove Church in Aberdeen, Scotland. The year was 1927. Gossip was a humble and sincere man noted for having a keen wit and deep devotion to his family. When he was 54 years old, his wife died suddenly. The first sermon he preached after her death was titled, "When Life Tumbles In, What Then?" Gossip struggled to reconcile his faith with his loss, and here's what he said. "I do not understand this life of ours, but still less can I comprehend how people in trouble and loss and bereavement can fling away peevishly from the Christian faith. In God's name, fling to what? Have we not lost enough without losing that too?" Many of Jesus' disciples deserted him when the Lord called for a life of commitment and sacrifice. They said, "This is a hard teaching," and they walked away. Sometimes the teaching of Jesus is hard, and sometimes the challenges of life seem unbearable. But like Peter said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." There's nothing or no one to leave for Jesus. He is the Holy One of God. So, Father, I pray for all those who feel like throwing in the towel and leaving you and heading their own way. Remind them that even when life is hard, there is no place to run. Jesus, you are the Holy One of God. You alone have the words of eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And if you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, share your requests at prayer@ronmoore.org. Prayer@ronmoore.org.